This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you each week by Kingdom Ministries in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created and is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's literal coming kingdom and about Jesus Christ, God's Son, who is the King of that kingdom. We've been looking the last couple of weeks specifically about the kingdom of God from the book of 2 Samuel. And I'd like to have you get a Bible and follow along. I'd also like to have you get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil to write down other passages that we refer to so you can go back and re-examine the scriptures again to put them together and to see what the Word of God is saying. To be able to read the Bible and to put it together properly. Paul commended Timothy, who he considered to be a son in the faith. He told him to study to show himself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing or understanding and interpreting the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 is that verse. It was important to read it, to study it, and it takes some work. It's not every, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But often, it's the thing with studying the Bible, the thing that deals with a regular devotion on a daily basis and having a prayer life is something that takes discipline. It needs to be practiced. It cannot be just, it's not just hit and miss. And you need to put some time into it. You need to put some effort into it. And it's not something, that everybody wants to do, unfortunately. But it is the thing that will lead you into a better understanding of God's Word for as you study and as you pray for guidance and understanding. God will reveal His Word to you. We've been looking at the kingdom of God specifically, and we looked at 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 to 16. We began looking then, connecting it to the beginning of Jesus' ministry from the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. The Gospel, as Jesus put it, and as he spoke in his ministry here in Mark 1, John had been taken into custody, and Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God. That's what he preached. He preached God's gospel. And what that is, what he said was, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the gospel. The gospel is the message of the kingdom of God. Now, we're going to look at a second part, if you will, of the gospel. But what I want you to see first today is that Jesus, through his earthly ministry, talked about the kingdom of God, which is a future event. A kingdom that would be literally set up on the earth. There would be kings and priests, and the book of Revelation says that you and I, as children of God, are kings and priests of that kingdom. So right now, you and I are kings and queens in training for rulership. We're in training. And then when the kingdom is established, Jesus will rule over that kingdom. And you see some of the parables that Jesus gave during his ministry about servants that are given rulership and authority over certain cities. The parable is a story that if laid down next to a real life event is something that could take place. That illustrated the kingdom of God, and you and I who will rule and reign with Jesus in regard to this, the amount of territory in the cities that we would rule over, the kingdom is real. It is literal. It's not something that's figurative. It is literal, and it will take place. And the kingdom is something that Jesus said was very vital. And it was throughout his ministry that he was talking about this. Now, from the very beginning, he talked about the kingdom of God. Now, I want you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew and write this passage down. If you have not yet gotten a piece of paper and a pencil or pen, please get one and write this verse down so you can go back and study it again. But it is in Matthew chapter 16, in the middle of Jesus' ministry. Jesus ministered for approximately 3 to 3.5 years. And this was probably a little over a year to a year and a half when this event takes place in his ministry, that he's kind of taking a pulse from the disciples as, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? It's in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. He's kind of asking the disciples, he said, you know, what's the buzzword around town? Who do people think I am? And verse 14 gives their response. Some say John the Baptist and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. That's what the general buzz around town was. Who did they think Jesus was? And the disciples said, well, some say you're John the Baptist, come back to life, because John had already been put to death. Some think you're Elijah. Some think you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. But he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter, speaking on behalf of the apostles, he said in verse 16, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I want to, if in your Bible, and mark this down, we're going to jump down to verse 21 of that same chapter. That after Jesus had this discourse with his disciples, verse 21 of Matthew 16 says, from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you. It was here in the middle of Jesus' ministry that he begins to tell the disciples about his death. Verse 21 specifically says that from that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer, and be killed, and be raised on the third day. So the gospel about the death, burial, and resurrection, that particular message in the gospel did not start until at least halfway through Jesus' ministry. So there is more to the gospel than just the death, burial, and resurrection. There are a lot of individuals who will say and seem to believe that the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. There's a lot more than just the death, burial, and resurrection. That part is vital. You cannot have salvation without understanding the death, burial, and resurrection and believing in that. But the first part of the gospel, the part that Jesus spent the first half of his ministry talking about, was the coming kingdom, the kingdom itself. The thing that Abraham, the patriarch of the Old Testament in the book of Genesis, looked for a future day in which life would be better, in which God was going to set up a kingdom. And Moses said that in Deuteronomy, that God was going to raise up a prophet like unto him amongst his brethren. King David was promised that there would be someone from his lineage, a descendant of him who would sit on the throne of the kingdom, and it would last forever. Well, the kingdom didn't last forever at that point. The temple is gone. the kingdom of Israel was suspended, and the Jews were looking for their king. They were looking for the reestablishment of the kingdom. And Jesus is now appearing on the scene, and he's talking about the kingdom, showing the kingdom in word and deed, and he is showing them that this is something that is for them to still hope for and pray for. He's the king of that kingdom. And as being the king of that kingdom, he was in their midst. The kingdom was at hand. It is a thing that will happen in the future when Jesus returns again. Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of God today. He ascended from the mountain in Jerusalem. And two men stood by in white apparel and said, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Jesus is literally going to come back again the same way that he ascended. He is coming back. And when he comes back, he will then be setting the kingdom of God up on the earth. And you and I are kings and priests in training today for rulership when Jesus returns. It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful truth that needs to be grasped and understood and then spread to people that don't understand the message of the kingdom of God. We're going to pick it up here and continue next week. And I encourage you to become a student of God's word. Put some time and effort into studying and reading and meditating upon God's word, and you will be richly blessed. May God bless you.